Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana. And I have a very special guest, one of the most talented people I know on the podcast today. Hi, Karjane. Welcome.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I love you so much. You're the freaking best. That was like the best intro ever. I can't even.
It's true. I'm not just saying this. I'm really excited to have you on this podcast because I think when I met you, you said you were a huge Disney person.
Yes.
So you are a Disney adult, you would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And I'll forever be a Disney adult.
Yes,
it's something that will always stick with me. You know, outside of it, the shows and everything are really cool. But I really love going to the park. That is, for me, for sure.
Yeah. I know. I think, that is, I'm not always, Disney, the animation person. I don't rush to see all them, but I am, a Disneyland person and
right.
a Disney Channel person. Those are, my big things.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like there is a difference because there are people that are content just, always watching the movies and stuff. But for me, I'm always wanting to go to the park.
Yeah.
On my Instagram, the Explore, half of my stuff is
really? That's yes, that's so cute. Yeah.
Half of my stuff is Disney blogs and stuff like that. And people I'm trying the new foods and and the updates and everything.
Yeah.
Those are that's what I love. And collecting the pins and everything.
Oh, you're a pin girl?
Yes.
Oh, my God,
I am
that.
A pin girl. Yeah. And I love it. And I always make sure to get a new jacket and stuff.
Oh.
So yes, I am more so the park girl. Obviously, I love the movies and everything, but the park is for me for sure.
Yeah. Are you a Disney princess person at all?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, she's wearing a Disney princess t-shirt. So duh, yeah.
Yes, I am. That's what I started with.
Oh, really?
Was the princesses. I love them so much. My favorites are Jasmine.
I love Jasmine. Yeah.
Aurora and Tiana.
Yeah, that's
and Rapunzel.
Good choices. Yeah,
right.
Great choices.
Thank
yeah.
you. Those are some of my tops that I freaking love. But yes, I grew up watching them all the time.
Yeah,
and I would even wear their dresses to the park.
That's adorable.
Yes,
oh my God,
I wore Jasmine and Cinderella to the parks before.
That's so cute.
So
oh
yes,
God.
I am a princess girl for sure.
Yeah, I think my summer favorites overlap. I like Tiana, Ariel, and I used to like Cinderella, but now I'm I don't know. I like Jasmine too. It's funny because my boyfriend is a big, he loves Jasmine.
Yeah.
Stuff. And I'm I remember I have a picture of myself when I was a little girl with Aladdin and I was really into him. So
oh,
I'm
yes!
that's kind of cute. That kind of connects.
No, literally the connection between you guys.
Yeah,
I love that so much. That is so cute. Yeah, no, great choices.
Thank you.
But honestly, Ariel.
You don't like Ariel?
I love Ariel.
Yeah.
I love her. But when you talk about her story now, when you're older, you're Ariel, you were dumb, girl.
She gives up her voice for a man. It doesn't age that well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't age that well, but I still love her. Her music is fire.
Yes, yeah.
She gives. Mm-hmm. And then, I wore red hair a lot, so I was
when I met you, you had red hair?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that was my thing. So
yeah.
I was always I am Ariel. But now I'm I'm I don't know who I am. I've changed my hair so much now.
I know. I've seen you in every natural hair color, I guess. Speaking of hair and what color your hair you had when I first met you, this is me trying to transition. How did we meet, Karjane?
Well, I met you, your amazing, beautiful self.
Oh, thank you.
At Patio Playhouse.
Yes.
During a show that I came in super late on.
Yeah, yeah.
Had 3 weeks to learn it.
I know, yeah.
But, when there's a will, there's a way.
Yes.
And, and it was, why am I blanking on the name of the
Miss
show?
Miss You Like Hell, yeah.
Miss You Like Hell.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just singing a song from it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
right before we started recording.
Couldn't remember the show. But yes, met you at Miss You Like Hell during summer. And that was that's the beginning of a great friendship.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
It was great. It was the first show I did after COVID. And I was dying to do a show. And I gained so much. It was so
fun.
And
it was so crazy because when I got there, it just felt like you guys knew each other for so long.
I know. That's always intimidating, yeah.
Right. So I was they've done shows together and all that. But you guys also no, this is our first show together. And I was what?
Oh, you didn't know that we, didn't know each other?
Yeah. I genuinely thought that you guys had knew each other already.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was oh, dang. This is really cool. They're already so close and everything. But no, you guys just were new like me. And I was wow. That's how you know you've met some good, genuine people when you just connect like that and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really happy to be a part of that gang and stuff like
that. Yeah. I know. I remember when you came in, I was oh, she's really cool.
Stop.
I was like slightly intimidated, but then like we started talking and I was like, oh, she's very like personable, like oh, easy to talk yeah. to. Like, yeah, you're, and well, I think you came in and you have such a beautiful voice. Like, oh, that's God. Such an understatement. Like, she is truly one of the best singers I've ever met. Like, yeah. And so that was like, I think you came in, you sang the song, like, cause your character had a big song and everyone was like, mm-hmm. oh shit.
No, but, literally. Yeah, yeah. Look, we're here now.
I know.
I love that so much.
Me too.
And it's been, I think it was May of 2020. It's almost 2 years. Isn't that crazy?
Yay! Oh my gosh. Happy anniversary. Yeah. I love that.
And what a way to celebrate.
No, literally. What a way.
Yeah. So I guess we'll talk about like Disney Channel. Yeah. So did you grew up watching Disney Channel? Like what's your relationship to it?
I definitely grew up watching Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. I loved watching Disney Channel. It was a part of my prime. Like, favorite shows that I had was, of course, That's So Raven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lizzie McGuire. Ah. Yes. Like, her movie yes, infamous yes. will always.
Iconic.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
Like, it's. Wait, I want you to, like, sing that song.
You know, literally. Yeah. That and Kim Possible, of course. Proud mm-hmm. Family. Yeah. Like, there's just so many good things on there. And I'll never forget, like, Zach and Cody. Remember yeah. the scary episode that they
oh, yeah.
made in the hotel?
Yeah.
And that room and everything. And I just remember,
where
like...
they tried to do, like, the seance.
Yes,
the
table, yeah.
And Esteban was there, yeah.
Yes, yeah. You remember.
Ghosties,
okay, so we're here.
Speak to us.
Yes. No, literally. And, like, yeah. they ended up seeing, like, the ghost stuff in the picture. And
yeah.
stuff. And I will never forget that episode. Because, like, when it came on every Halloween, like, me and my sister would run to the room and just watch it. Like, I just loved having like that time with my sisters and just like aww. Always like knowing when something new was coming on, and we'd just run to my older sister's room and we would all watch it and stuff like that. Aww. So I would always look forward to seeing like the new movies and their shows and everything. It, like, Disney Channel was iconic for me.
Yeah.
I can't remember the kids shows that well from Disney, because I mm-hmm. think I watched the kids shows more on Nick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as I got older, I still had like That's So Raven and stuff. Yeah. So when I was like 8, 10 and stuff, I was watching Disney more because mm-hmm. I just loved like the girl power on there yeah. and just like Wizards of Waverly Place. All those shows were just so iconic, and I was yeah. like, I looked up to those girls. Like, yeah. I wanted to dress like them. I wanted to, like, you know, be like them and stuff like that. So, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I think I watched Nick more when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And then when I started getting a little bit older, I started watching Disney more.
Yeah. I know. That's kind of my story, too. I think I didn't... When I was, like, young, I watched Nick. And then I think one day I was, like, flipping through channels and, like, I didn't know what Disney Channel was. And
yeah.
then I think it was, like, either Even Stevens or Lizzie McGuire. And I was like, wait, this yes. is fun. And then I kind of, like, switched over. Yeah.
No, but, literally. Because yeah. I forgot that one. Even Stevens mm-hmm. 2 was a yeah. really good one.
It's a really good show.
Crazy. Yeah. The sister is literally
Kim. Oh, wait,
Kim.
Yeah, Connection. Yeah. The Christy Carlson Romano. Yeah.
Yes. Which yeah. is iconic.
Yeah. She's something else. Okay, I don't know if you... like have ever watched her. She has like a YouTube channel now, and like
really?
She's like kind of out. She has like 2 podcasts, and like she doesn't like act much anymore. Mm-hmm. Like she's just kind of like a YouTube personality, but she's like, she's very similar to her character on Even Stevens. Like,
oh,
I don't
really?
Want to say like uptight, but she is really type A and like yeah. kind of like, I think, self-admitted nerd. But like, yeah, it's interesting what mm-hmm. people do later in life, especially because like a lot of child actors don't end up doing acting later in life.
Yeah.
They kind of get burnt out. Yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, she played Kim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And okay, did you ever watch Boy Meets World? Or do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
With Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga mm-hmm. and Corey. The guy who played Corey's like older brother, Eric, mm-hmm. he plays Ron in yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. he does!
Yeah.
You're mm-hmm. right!
Yeah.
Okay, I hear it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he changes his voice to be, like, more, like,
yeah!
Yeah. Like, yeah. I guess everyone kind of does, like, a different voice when they do voice acting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Smart Guy with Taj.
Oh, I love Smart Guy. I
yeah.
watched Smart Guy, like, recently.
Taj, he's,
He's Dwayne. Wayne?
Wayne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, my God. So star-studded. Yeah. I remember, did you watch Sister, Sister?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Tia and Tamara, that's their brother.
Yeah. And he was on, like, a few episodes of that. I think he mm-hmm. played, like, their cousin or something. Or
yeah.
I guess one of their cousins, because they were, like, that whole story is,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I love Sister, Sister.
No,
I love
that was
Lisa so,
good. So
much. She's
yes!
Like, one of the characters in, like, TV I relate to the most, because she is so like kooky and
no, literally. Yeah. I love it. But she's also just like still there. Like she's serious when she needs to be.
Yeah.
And protective and all that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I just love how she's so laid back and just like, let them do what they need to do, Ray. Yeah. I'm like, period.
I love Lisa and Ray's relationship too.
Exactly. Like,
especially when they first met, it was really cute.
No, literally. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so adorable.
So I'm really into Hillary Duff. I always have been my whole life. Do you have someone who, like, your Hillary, like, someone you, like, really looked up to, like, growing up, like, a girl or a guy or whoever, like, who you're like, I want to be like them, I want to dress like them, I want to do what they do?
Of course I did. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I can't remember who it was when I was younger. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Cheetah Girls.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah.
I loved all of them. I feel like I really loved, not Gabriella, what's the other one? Adriana's character.
Oh, Chanel?
Chanel,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Right. No, she's just like, I just love Chanel. I was like, I don't know. She's just like such a pretty girl. Like, all that. Like, I just love that. So, yeah, I really looked up to, like, them and everything, especially because they sang and everything. Yeah. And just, like, they worked so hard in their singing career and on stuff like that. So, like, and then I had me and my sisters too. I know it's four of them, but like me and my sisters, we would like sing, like we had a group and everything. Oh. So like we would say we were the Cheetah Girls, and I remember
that's really cute.
Yeah, and I just remember I was like, oh, I'm Chanel, I want to be Chanel and stuff like that. Yeah. So it was always so fun, and so they were somebody that I really looked up to and wanted to like just like and be like and everything. And then honestly, Hannah Montana too.
That was
my girl.
Yeah.
That was my girl.
I feel like she's one of the best, like, Disney Channel, like, singers to come out of it. Like, yeah. She has such an, like, naturally beautiful voice.
No, literally. And her show was so good. Like, obviously, when you watch the shows now, like, the acting was like, but back then, like, she could act, like, she sang, she did it all. So that was, like, I loved her so much. And, like you said, like, outside of her show, like, her music was actually really good, and, like, she can actually sing and everything. Yeah. I know she had, like, her crazy little moment, but she's back and better.
Yeah, yeah.
Back and better, so flowers. She is really good.
Yeah, and I like that she did something kind of different. Like, she wasn't super mainstream pop, and, like, I appreciate that,
No, literally, I will never forget her most iconic moment was the I Can't Be Tamed music video.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. When that came out. Yes, jaws dropped. I just remember
were you
that.
Like shook, like you were like,
yes, I was like, oh. And the song was so good too. Yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh, this girl is transitioning. Yeah. Okay, she's like, I'm done with y'all. Yeah, that's a period.
When you like first, well, I guess you've been singing your whole life, but like, when did you start like making music videos, and like, was that like, did you always want to do that, or did someone say, hey, you should do music videos along with your songs?
I always wanted to do music videos just because I love that. Like, I love like telling a story. I love showing what I'm trying to say. And I just love looking good in front of the camera, like on now. But I started I think my first video was 2020. We've done 3 videos so far, which, and I love like seeing the growth in each one, music wise and just like look wise and everything. Like each video, I love all 3 of them, but like you can tell like the growth in each one. And I love that so much because I'm like, if you're not growing in what you're doing, then like, why are you doing it? You know? So that's why I love like always looking back on what I did and now, and I'm just like, like, I know I'm working hard because, like, if I wasn't, I feel like I wouldn't be where I'm at, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do you, like, kind of want to look back at, like, stuff you did at the beginning? You're like, that's embarrassing.
Girl, yes. Oh, my gosh. It's so hard to look at things I did before. It's so cringy. Like, I want to delete the videos off of my YouTube page so bad.
Yeah.
And I keep them there just, you know, for people, just because, like, why not? Like, you know, like I said, it's fun to look back and see, like, my growth and everything. But, yeah, it's, like, so cringy. Like, I'd be like, dang, girl, like, come on now. Come on, go a little higher. I don't know.
Oh, like, you're critical of, like, your voice.
Yeah, I'm critical of my voice. I'm like, ooh. But, like, it wasn't bad. It was just, I'm better, so.
Yeah. Okay, the movie we're talking about today is Kim Possible. It's a weird title. Kim Possible Movie, So the Drama. It's not The Kim Possible Movie.
Right.
Which I thought was, like, kind of weird. But, yeah, no, it's all about Kim Possible, which, like, I don't feel like I haven't talked about that show that much on the podcast, but I was mm-hmm. really into it, especially when it first came out. I was really excited about it. But, yeah, what's your relationship to Kim Possible, like, the TV show?
She was somebody I watched. My middle sister had the
beep beep beep.
Yeah,
that's so cute. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
On her phone, she had that. So yeah, it was a popular show in my household. Mm. I love the song Christina Milian.
Yeah, I know she's underappreciated 2000 singer.
Thank
yeah.
you. Like mm-hmm. it was bomb. Like yeah. the show was so good. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Monique when Raven came in there and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So they have like so many iconic people on there. The mm-hmm. show was so good and like mm-hmm. and I just loved, like, seeing them, like, so pretty. She cheered and
yeah.
all that. Like, she was super cool and everything. So, yeah, I liked watching it.
Yeah.
It was a part of my childhood for sure.
Yeah.
As I got older, and, you know, when it came on Disney Plus, I was watching it again.
Oh, yeah.
And I had noticed, I was like, one thing about Kim, she could be kind of, like, contradicting,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't like because, mm-hmm. like, she would judge other people for something, but then mm-hmm. she would do it herself.
Yeah, she's a little, like... Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, like, stop doing that. So that was, mm-hmm. she was just very judgy sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, girl, like, stop, because you're literally doing that too. And it's absolutely okay. Like, just let people live. You cannot dictate how somebody lives. Like, if mm-hmm. somebody wants to do what they want to do, let them do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one thing that, like, I've noticed watching it mm-hmm. now. That was annoying. But obviously, like, you don't notice that when you're younger. But, yeah, I did like the show. It was good.
Yeah, I noticed, like, she was... At first, she, like, comes off as really mature, but then I mm-hmm. feel like she's more, like, the type of person who wants people to think she's mature.
Yeah.
Which, like, I feel like we all knew people like that, like, mm-hmm. growing
oh,
up.
Still do.
Yeah, I know. There still is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, she, like, and which I guess, like, it's good that she's flawed. Like, sometimes I felt like they made her too perfect. Of, mm-hmm. like, she saves the world. She knows all these acrobats. Like, she knows how to, like, save people and, like,
yeah,
beat the good
she's
guys.
Smart.
Yeah,
she's
the most popular person in school. And,
yeah.
like... Sometimes I was like, oh, I wish they made her, like, slightly more relatable. But, mm-hmm. like, still, she was awesome. Like,
yeah,
she was
for
really
sure.
Fun, yeah. And, yeah, it was a fun show. Like, I feel like I haven't, like, rewatched it enough. But, yeah, I really liked it. And I thought it was fun when they first came out with it because I knew Christy Carlson Romano from Even Stevens. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, cool, she's doing another show. And, yeah, but it was a fun show. And the movie was, like... Really, this is the first movie that I'm reviewing that's, like, animated, like, Disney Channel original
yes.
movie, which is cool. They didn't do a lot of it. A lot of it is, like, live action.
Honestly,
yeah.
They didn't do a lot of animated movies, but, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I like it a lot. So, this movie came out on April 8th, 2005, which is 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you were doing on that day? If you had to guess. I know it's a long time ago.
Gosh, probably watching this movie.
Yeah, do you think you like saw it on the day it premiered?
I guarantee I did.
Aww, yeah.
Like I said earlier, me and my sisters, we would make sure to like watch it when it came out the first day, especially because like you know the iconic like intros that they did for like the movies and stuff.
Yeah,
I love seeing that. So yeah, I guarantee watching this movie.
Oh yeah, it's. Very fun one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I guess let's get into it.
Let's get into Kim Possible movie,
So the Drama. So, yeah, this movie starts off, like, they're in Japan
mm-hmm.
trying to... What is it? Like, there's this, like, toy maker named Nakasumi, and he has, like... They're fighting off giant ninjas? What was that all about?
It was about, what's his name? Draken?
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to...
Dr. Draken.
Dr. Draken. He was trying to take freaking Nakasumi. I don't know why, but he was, like, trying to take him, I think, for, like, his inventions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shigo was there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, it was an interesting way to start the movie,
yeah.
I felt. It
mm-hmm.
was, like, it just came out of nowhere. I felt like it was, like a starting of... an episode that had ended
mm-hmm.
it kind of felt like that so I thought it was cool how they didn't like just start it like a regular movie
mm-hmm.
and then like because I haven't finished the whole series mm-hmm. watching it mm-hmm. older, but I don't remember when her parents found out or how long her parents knew. Because, like, when she got home and she was just like, they were like, oh, you're home late. And so, where were you? And she turned the TV on and saw that. I was like, her parents knew? Like,
It was kind of weird because they were like, at first it seemed like they were concerned that she was getting, like, home so late. She's like, no, mm-hmm. I was saving the world. And they're like, oh, it's fine. She is, that's another thing. I mean, obviously, like, this is unrealistic, but, like, they have her on such a, like, long leash of, like, they were like, you can be out all night doing whatever you want. She's make sure you go to school. So, yeah, it was kind of, I don't know. Did you, this is kind of unrelated, but, like, what were you like in high school? Like, were you, like, a good kid or were you kind of, like...
I was a good kid for sure. Mm-hmm. But I was just very free spirited mm-hmm. and I still am.
Yeah.
But that's when I was really like trying to define that for myself. Mm-hmm. And so one person like that I would always listen to and like try to get help from, inspiration from, was Lana Del Rey.
Oh my God. I really loved Lana Del Rey too.
Yes. Yeah. That was my bitch. I love her. So yes, I still love her to this day. Mm-hmm. But like, perfect song I would always listen to try to, like, unlock it was Ride.
Oh, I love that song.
No, yeah. Literally. Mm-hmm. The video was so, like, moving for me. Like, yeah. And her poetry, like, her poem mm-hmm. and everything. I cried.
She's like, I'm crazy.
Yeah. My mother told me I had a chameleon soul. No moral compass pointing due north. Just an inner indecisiveness that was as wide and as wavering as the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, I like, and I feel like I'm a crybaby because I, like, will cry to anything that, aww, like, really touches me. Mm-hmm. But, like, I would cry to that music video because mm-hmm. it's just, like, I don't know why, I just really connected to it. Like, mm-hmm. it was just so freeing and just, like, it was, like, my definition of free mm-hmm. at that time and stuff. And I still, like, love that and really connect to it. But, mm-hmm. but yeah, it was just, I was good because I was smart, but mm-hmm. I was still just like, fuck it. Like, I want to do anything and everything. I want to mm-hmm. be free.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything I did in high school or, like, the way I was, I'm kind of, like, slightly embarrassed when I think about it. But, yeah, I guess the movie. So, a lot of the plot is driven around, it's kind of at random stuff, but, like, basically, like, what is it called? Bueno, what's the place that they always go to?
Nachos.
Nachos Bueno?
Buenos. He said it like
Bueno Naco.
Bueno Naco.
Okay. So Bueno Naco is like where they always hang out, and like Ron's mm-hmm. really into it, and it's like under new management, and like they're selling these like toys now called Lil Diablo, and it's mm-hmm. kind of like a robot looking like tiny little, like, I think it's supposed to be kind of like similar to like a Happy Meal toy.
Yes. Yeah. I remember Nakasume, that was his invention. Yes. So he was like very confused how that even happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was one interesting thing that I noticed, like, nothing ever really happened after he saw his invention. Like, that was like the last time you saw him in the mm-hmm. movie. It was like, why didn't he do anything else, you know? Because, like, all we saw was him say that was his invention and that was it. So I thought that was pretty interesting how they never really said anything else about mm-hmm. him.
Yeah, there was no, like, resolution of, like, he was kind of like, hey, that's mine. And then he didn't, like, get too upset. And then, like, yeah, that was kind of weird. And, like, we find out that it was Dr. Draken that, like, mm-hmm. stole his design. And his whole plot throughout the movie is that he's trying to create this army of little Diablos, and uh-huh. he's also trying to get into the mind of a teenage girl.
I don't know why he didn't think she was gonna find out ever when he was, like, gonna... And, like, either way, she was gonna save the day. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why he thought, like, it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah.
I think he probably thought it was just gonna be too late, but...
Yeah.
No... It's never too late.
Yeah, no, it's impossible. I know, that's the thing is, like, isn't, like, every episode that he's in is, like, he thinks, this time I'm going to get one over on Kim Possible.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love that. You know, you gotta have some confidence and endurance and stuff.
Yeah,
the faith. Her, keep the faith.
Yeah.
And then I feel like another big part of it was prom, too.
Oh, yeah, because throughout the whole thing, it's like mm-hmm. Kim Possible doesn't have a date to prom.
Yeah.
And Bonnie, who is played by the girl who plays Xenon. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, I think her name's Kirsten Storms. But, yeah, so she voices her, and she's kind of, like, making Kim feel bad for not having a date. Yeah.
And that was so uncool.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like, she was so uncool throughout the whole show for no reason. I was like, why are you hating, girl? Like,
yeah, I do. Do you think it's just, like, she's jealous of Kim because she's, like, a superhero, essentially?
I think so. I think she's just jealous of Kim because, you know, she wants to be Kim. Like, you know, she wants to have the popularity. Just like you said, like, they made Kim just, like, the it girl. Like, the perfect girl. She, like, wasn't just popular. She was smart. She literally was famous for saving the world.
Yeah.
And then, like, they never showed guys wanting her, but I feel like if they did show that aspect, it would be the guys wanting her and she wasn't chasing them.
Yeah.
While Bonnie was probably, it was the other way around for her. Because she was pretty and everything, but like, she just was too in her head about things. So yeah, like, that would get annoying how she would just be mean for no reason. Like, that's so ugly.
Yeah. And she, like always made fun of Ron and, like...
Yeah, like, do you like him?
Like, yeah, that, she always, like, kind of put it in their head. And he's like, but he's, like, a dweeb. Like, you're not supposed
no,
to.
No, literally.
Yeah.
That would be a plot twist if she secretly loved Ron.
Ooh, wait. I wonder if, like, there are, like, fanfics about them.
Like, no, literally, kinda, like, the theories and stuff. Yeah. That would be interesting. Because, I mean, why are you so worried about them?
Yeah, yeah. It would be kind of like, you know, when Hey Arnold, like, Helga's really mean to Arnold because she likes him,
So obsessed. So, like, she is obsessed with that man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I could see that. Because even, like, you know, at the end of the movie when they went to prom together and she was, like, laughing. And I loved how everybody was, like, clapping.
Yeah,
I was like,
that was, like, such redemption. Yeah.
Right. Because I was like, girl, you look dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You did that for what?
Yeah.
She's living her life for her. Why are you dictating? Why do you feel like you have a say?
I thought, like, it was cute that, like, and I'm kind of going out of order, but, like, at the prom, like, so Bonnie had this, like, big, hunky kind of, like, football guy. Mm-hmm. Like, and he, like, ends up kind of liking Monique at the end, which I thought was so cute.
I really liked them when they gave each other a high five and stuff. Yeah, that was super cute because she didn't go with anybody.
I know. I noticed that because I was like, are they going to give her a date? And it seemed like they kind of didn't, which is, like, in a way, I mean, it's a small detail, but I like it because it's, like, Bonnie was acting like if you don't go to, like, prom with a date, then, like, you're a loser.
Yeah.
I don't like that narrative. Like, I hope to, like, these days people don't feel bad about going alone. Yeah.
Me too, because I thought that as well and stuff. And I got a date, which I was, like, surprised about. Only because, like, I went to a school where it was mostly gays. And so, like, the straight guys were very few. And I was really shocked when I got asked because I was like, whoa, like, there's actually somebody here that likes me.
Was he a straight guy?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that's what I was like, you know, that was shocking. But either way, I would have went and had fun and had a great time, you know? Because you don't need anybody to have fun. You really don't and stuff. And obviously, like, when you're younger, you don't really think like this. But as you get older, you really just find out that as long as you're making yourself happy, you can be happy.
My high school had, like, junior and senior prom, and like, both times I went with people, and, like, I liked the people, like, not in a romantic way, but, like, I really felt like I couldn't go alone. I felt like that would be embarrassing, and, like, I wish I wouldn't have felt that way. I feel like a lot of people do that, and then they end up going with someone that they don't even like.
Yeah.
Or there's, like, weird pressure for it to be romantic. And I think that's really weird. Well, did you feel that way, or were you guys, like, it was just platonic?
No, we didn't feel no type of way, like, because he liked me, so I was, like, giving him a chance and stuff, so, like, before we had went on a date and everything, so it was cool, like, we both were, like, chilling, we were both mutually, like, oh, we'll just see where it goes, what happens, and stuff like that, but it was really cool, and then, like, my class were, like, potheads and stuff.
Oh, really?
So, like, he was high, and I smoked a little bit, but either way, like, I prefer drinking. So I was like, drunk girl. Like, that was
really?
Like,
oh, my gosh.
Senior after party.
Oh, okay,
I
nice.
Died.
Like, yeah. How many shots did you have?
I don't even remember.
Was it just like boom, boom, boom?
Yes.
Boom,
and then what made it worse was I was like taking shots, but then like my chasers were beers.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know,
you're just young and you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know the liquor before beer. You're in the clear. Beer before liquor, you know, the cigarette.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I was just like drinking both at the same time and just like gone. I was gone.
Yeah.
But even before, like at the dance and stuff, we were really good. Like, we danced together, we had fun. So it was a really fun time. I loved prom. It was nice.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad you had a good time because sometimes people really like put it on a pedestal and like it doesn't need to be that, like, I don't know, people are like, you're gonna remember this for the rest of your life, and maybe you will but maybe you won't, and it's
exactly
like, it's fine if you don't.
I mean, because at the end of the day, it it's important, but it doesn't like necessarily shape you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not.
I feel like it has no influence over who I am today.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, either way, if I went or didn't go, mm-hmm. I went or didn't go.
Yeah. I felt like, I just lost my train of thought. But yeah, so it was fun. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. Like, my boyfriend didn't go, and he's like, I don't regret it. But, like, mm-hmm. he's not, like, a dancey person. But, yeah, I'm glad I did. It was, like, it was fun enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the only chance you get for most of your life to, like, wear, like, a formal floor-length gown. And that's right. What I was most excited about.
No,
yeah.
Literally, I just wanted to get dressed up and everything. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, I did want to win prom queen. I didn't.
Were you nominated, or?
I was, yeah.
Oh, my God. But royalty.
And so that was one thing that had me sad, but at the end of the day, mm-hmm. it didn't matter. Like, yeah. Prom and prom queen mm-hmm. doesn't have anything to do with me now. Like, it's mm-hmm. not on my resume. Yeah. It's not like something that, like, oh, you were prom queen, like, no. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter.
I don't know, would you put that on your resume if you were?
Oh my gosh, would I?
I mean, if I would at least put it on my acting resume.
Right.
It's like a fun detail, like, oh, cool. Like,
exactly. Yeah. I was prom queen. Don't play me.
Yes.
But what happened, and yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's good memories, yeah.
It is. It's good memories. Like, yeah. I was ready to be done. Because, it was fun while it lasted. Mm-hmm. It was fun till it wasn't.
Yeah, yes. No, I totally agree. I think at the end, I was like, this is too much work. Yeah, but... Yeah.
Right. It's just like, I'm over this. Like, mm-hmm. and it just got redundant. Like, yeah. telling me when I needed to be somewhere and how mm-hmm. long I needed to be somewhere. Like, that's one reason I love being, like, a musician is, like, you mm-hmm. usually create your own schedule unless yeah. you're in a musical or yeah. something. And, like, mm-hmm. the gigs and everything, the times and stuff.
Literally. I would have to be, like, a dream job to get me to go back to, like, traditional hours. Like,
exactly.
But, I don't know, I feel like creative people aren't meant to do them, yeah.
Right, we're not. Yeah. We're not at all.
Yeah.
Just like Kim's parents.
Yes, I was gonna say yes. Yes, oh wait, so the big thing is that Kim's mom is a brain surgeon mm-hmm. and her dad is a rocket scientist, which are, like, the notorious, like, hardest, most prestigious jobs out there. And Draken, like, kidnaps... Her dad. Because yeah. What was the point of that?
He kidnapped the dad because he had figured out the technology thing. I can't
think. I know. I was like,
what is the name?
This is not my forte, but like right. something like that. It was something that helped with the like little Diablo, right?
Yes.
With the little like formula for something. Oh, maybe it's to like duplicate itself?
Yes. Like,
I might be totally wrong, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it was like to just like grow itself or lessen mm-hmm. itself, because I remember once it like connected to the signal, that's when El Diablo started mm-hmm. to grow.
Yeah, and it wasn't like powers. Tiny anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it can grow into a giant. So basically at some point they become this big army and mm-hmm. they're kind of like attacking people, and they like make their way to like, they're following Ron.
Yeah.
And then he comes into the prom, but he's like wearing his regular clothes and and then he's warning them all, and at first they think he's crazy, but then they come in and they're like attacking everything.
No, literally.
Yeah.
One thing that I really liked was Kim didn't like take too long. Because you know, sometimes in movies they're like, oh, no. And then
I noticed she believed him right away.
She believed him right away. So mm-hmm. that's one thing that I really liked is like, mm-hmm. even though she was with.
We forgot to mention Eric. He's like this dreamboat guy who comes in, and it's kind of like Kim's new boyfriend, played by Ricky Ullman, who is from Phil of the Future.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but he's this perfect guy, and Ron's kind of jealous of him. But you were mm-hmm. saying, yeah.
Yeah, so one thing I do love is, like, their relationship was still strong enough mm-hmm. for her to be like, I gotta check it out. Like, mm-hmm. Ron says crazy things all the time, but, like, I need to make sure it's okay mm-hmm. and stuff. And so that's why I was like, I really like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, she started checking it out. Mm-hmm. She talked to Wade, and it was true. Mm-hmm. And I was waiting for Eric to, like, switch on her and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was, like... She didn't notice this, but remember mm-hmm. when he picked her up for prom and the little brothers had their rocket things fly out the house yeah. mm-hmm. and how he, like, dodged them.
Oh, like, too quick. Like, uh-huh. too much like a robot. Not exactly. Like a human would be like, oh, yeah.
Right. And mm-hmm. then she was like, isn't he just perfect? And that is a perfect example of when people are, love is blinding.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I thought that was so sus. I was like, mm-hmm. girl, like, you don't think he has never shown any type of like experience knowing how to do that yeah. and he just did that right off the bat, like, that's yeah. not weird to you.
Yeah,
so that was really interesting how she mm-hmm. just like didn't think anything of it, but mm-hmm. I did notice when she was talking to Wade, he mm-hmm. got upset and stuff like that. So yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm yeah. ready for him to like show his true
it seems side. Like he's getting a little angry because mm-hmm. she's like, I gotta go save the world, I gotta get out of here. And he's like, Ron can wait, Wade can wait,
right? Yeah.
And like, he's kind of belittling the thing that she's all about.
No,
yeah.
exactly. And so that's one way Draken really did like have his plan good.
Yeah, yeah. And like take over the world with these little like, well, right. now big robots. Yeah. But in the end, they go back to Draken's lair because they capture Eric and she's got to save him. They find out that he's a, what is he? Like a
robot.
It's like there's a specific name for it. It's a synthodrone.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like a fake person because Draken says, I found your weakness. It's boys.
Yeah. Yes.
yeah.
Which is mine. I'm kidding. That's how he would get me.
Yeah.
But, because obviously I remember the movie. The most iconic thing I remember mm-hmm. the movie was Kim and Ron kissing.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Love that part.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I couldn't remember, like, what Eric was or, like, yeah. how he was going to turn on her and everything. Mm-hmm. So that was cool to finally be told, like, he was yeah. a synthodrone.
Yeah.
And then I kind of thought it was weird when Shego was like, oh, well, when I defeat you, I'm going to start dating him. I was like, ew, girl, how old are you?
I know, I thought that because Shego said that. And I was yeah, like, but like, he's, like, in high school? Like,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. That was weird to me.
Yeah.
And then I liked how the naked mole rat. What is his name?
Rufus.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I like how Rufus like was the one to like save the day.
Yeah, because they get all tied up and he gets her little like. I always liked Kim's gadgets. She mm-hmm. has this like lipstick that's like a what is
laser?
It?
Laser.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And so he like got the laser, saved her, and then when she had the gun thing, Eric caught it before he died, and then Rufus came, bit him, mm-hmm. and then, like, basically just, like, sucked all his stuff out.
Yeah, because he's, like, full of, like, green goo or something
yeah,
like
green
that.
Goo. And yeah. so I thought that was really cool how Rufus, mm-hmm. like, helped and stuff. Like, how everybody had a part, an important part, mm-hmm. and made it work.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was really cool.
It was fun to, like, because a lot of times it's just Kim saving the day, so it's, like, cool how everyone can play a part.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, are you a Harry Potter person?
Oh, yes!
Okay, you know how in the very end, Neville is the one who...
Yes!
It reminds me of that, yeah.
No, literally, like, yeah. the least expected person, but yeah. they're crucial, they're important.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
Yeah, in the end, Kim and Ron come back to the dance, and they're holding hands!
Exactly! It yeah. is the cutest thing ever.
It is. Yeah, it's such a redemption moment. Yeah.
No, literally. Like you said, out of all the plot holes, when you mm-hmm. think about when you watch the movie and mm-hmm. you think about it, it does flow well.
It does,
I did like how it flowed, because it mm-hmm. just, like, it got to point A, point B. Like, mm-hmm. it didn't have, like, unnecessary things mm-hmm. that I liked and stuff, so... Yeah, I do like how it went overall, mm-hmm. but when you're dissecting it like we mm-hmm. are right now, it is some questionable things. Like, yeah, that could have been done differently, but it's okay because it made it work.
Yeah.
You know, it got us to the climax and yeah. all of that.
Okay, so that was the movie.
Yes.
What did you think overall?
I loved it overall, Yay. And I'm so happy that... I chose this movie
yeah,
to talk to
you
about.
Yeah, I was so excited that you were, like, passionate about it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so happy I chose this movie to talk about, and yeah, it just brought me back to, like, childhood memories. I'm just yeah. like, I love these people, and, like, just like we talked about with fashion and stuff, like, her dress was
yes.
very simple, but it was still so cute.
That's what I was thinking. It's the kind of thing where I don't know if I'd wear it myself, but when you see her in it, it's like, ooh,
it
that's
worked.
Gorgeous.
No, literally, especially yeah. with her hair, too.
Yeah.
I love the ponytail with the bang.
Yeah.
And then her heels and everything. It,
yeah.
it gave, like, a Barbie look.
It was very Barbie,
it,
yeah.
Which
it was, like,
I
very,
really
like, winter Barbie.
Yes!
You know what I mean?
A winter Barbie. A winter Barbie, which mm-hmm. I love, so
yeah.
it was so good just like going yeah. back and just like having some time with old cards.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I love nostalgia, and like it's yeah, it makes you feel warm, it makes you feel like oh, it reconnects to your childhood.
No,
self.
Literally,
yeah.
what do you think? How do you feel about the movie?
I liked it, yeah. Like I said, it's the first animated movie I'm talking about, and it was really fun, and like it reminded me why I liked Kim Possible, and like. We didn't talk about her that much, but Shego is, like, such a chic character.
Yeah.
Like, even though she, like, made you kind of like villains in, like, a twisted mm-hmm. kind of way. Okay, my favorite outfit she wore is when they're at that, like, kind of cocktail-y party at that, like, piano lounge.
Yeah.
It was, like, her normal, like, green and black suit or outfit, outfit, but it was like a two piece like midriff, and like she had like a high slit, and it was something like I would wear like like going out, which is cute. Like, it's funny, all the female costumes for the most part like have a lot of midriff, and I feel like at the time, like, that was, like, I mean, not scandalous, but I was so young, I wouldn't have worn a midriff thing, or I don't think I'd be allowed to, but it was still, like, aspirational, you're like, I hope I can wear that when I'm older,
No, literally, you're like, I cannot wait to do that, and, and something about Shego, too, that I love, her hair was always,
was
like,
down to her butt,
exactly, her hair was always something I love, because I'm like, that's, like, what I want, and stuff like that, so... Yes, she was always, like, a lit character.
Yeah.
Her meanness kind of got annoying sometimes, but, yeah, like you said, she was very chic and, like, very pretty and cute and stuff like that. Like, she made being green work because she was green, right?
Like, her skin is green, which I don't even, like, think of, and but it was. Yeah, but it, like, looked gorgeous. Like,
right, it worked on her. So, she was very pretty. And then, like, her voice, too, very worked with her, like, that raspy.
It's raspy and it's kind of comedic. Like, it's not, like, what you would, like, when I first heard her speak, I was like, oh wait, like, she's actually, I think I might be wrong, she's voiced by like this woman who used to be on, did you ever watch Mad TV? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
It's okay, you're too young, but like, it was like in the early 2000s. It's kind of like SNL, but kind of like a step down.
Okay,
she was like kind of like a comedic actress who did the voice, and she's like a lot older than I think Shego is supposed to be, but it like works. Like,
yeah,
I really liked her. She was like so funny, and she's a good like foil to Dr. Draken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
No, literally,
like, I'm like not supposed to, but yeah,
exactly. I do have a quick question. I'm curious. Oh, yeah. You know how there's like theories and stuff of people like saying they would love to see Kim and Shego together?
Yeah, I heard.
What do you think about that?
I think it's, I don't want to like sexualize this, but there was like a lot of, I see why people think that, especially like there's a lot of scenes of them like wrestling, and I'm like, okay, like some of this movie, like I'm not like, I wouldn't say I'm like a huge prude, or like I'm always looking out for stuff and like seeing like this is inappropriate, but like, yeah, I feel like maybe they were like baiting a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny, I think a lot of people liked that, or they're like, ooh, maybe like there was something, but like I could see that. Yeah,
right. No, literally, I thought the same thing. I could see it too, because like when they were fighting they would make those like these snarky remarks, and just like at one point, like when I think it was Shego on top of Kim, she got like did this smirk, and I was like, wait,
okay.
I was like,
luckily, like, I was very naive when I was watching this.
Right.
Like, yeah, but I know, I hope, like, I mean, I'm not, like, in the loop with, like, animated stuff, but I noticed, like, there's, like, more representation for, like, queer representation in, like, cartoons and, like, TV shows now for kids. Because I feel like back in the day, people thought it was, like, inappropriate, and I'm like,
yeah,
it's not.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just really felt like they had a deep connection only because they just saw each other so much.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I would just have to see it.
Yeah, it's kind of like they had a love-hate relationship.
Exactly.
Like, it was almost, like, comedic. Like I think Dr. Draken was, like, kind of, like, annoying and, like, because he can never really get one over on Kim. But, like, Shego was kind of, like, they had a similar, Shego and Draken had a similar relationship to Kim and Ron, where, like, the woman was obviously more powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess the fashion in the movie, I usually, like, talk about that quite a bit. But this one, I mean, it was animated, so it was a little, like, different. But, yeah, I noticed, like, you know how, like, animated characters, usually they always wear the same outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Kim, like, they did a little bit different.
They did.
Yeah. I didn't love all the, like, stuff she wore normally. Okay, I'm glad she's, like, shaking her head.
No.
It was a little, like, I don't, like, there's nothing against, like, tomboy fashion. It was, like, a little tomboyish for me. Just, like, it wasn't super interesting. Like, like, kind of, like, she wore, like, khaki-ish, like, neutral colors.
Yeah, it was just, like, it was not cute. And, like, those cropped, open, the cropped sweaters, like, they're fine. But, it just wasn't, it wasn't giving anything. Yeah. And then, like, I didn't like the mismatch colors because they didn't work.
They were, like, mismatched, but, like, too similar, but not similar enough.
Yeah, like, I just felt like they could have did way better if they were gonna give her different outfits.
Yeah.
They could have did something way better. But I wasn't a fan. Like the best thing was her prom dress.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was like there was this part where she's like fighting wearing it, and they like burned part of the dress. It was burned in a way that almost looked like intentional. Like it had that like, feel like this was a really 2000s-y thing. It had like a...
The asymmetrical?
Yeah, it was asymmetrical and, oh my god, I keep doing the motion, like a curved hemline that went, like, you can see her knee and then it went down to her ankle.
Yeah.
Which was big. Like, I'm sure... I feel like that was, like, when I was late elementary school, I wore a lot of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think Monique's prom dress was pretty... It was, like, a high neck kind of, like...
Yes. Monique was always so pretty to me. She never failed. Like, I loved
gorgeous.
Her.
She was gorgeous. And she had, like, hair that was very, like... Now it was like center part, yes. And like ponytail. It's mm-hmm. kind of like she had like kind of someone here,
right? Yeah. No, literally right now, yeah. And I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved
it was gorgeous.
Her hair.
And she had big. I like big earrings, big single ones. She had circle ones, kind of like Cleopatra. Like mm-hmm. it was. She yeah, she's really cute.
No, yeah, I love mm-hmm. Monique. So yeah, yeah, she always gave to me.
Yeah.
And then Ron, I don't think he ever changed outfits. I think he always just wore the black. Sure.
It was like weird black long sleeve shirt over kind of like a baseball shirt looking. Top,
I think, yeah. And then the khaki shorts.
Oh, God.
And what was the joke with it always falling off? Like, why did his pants always fall off?
That was such a gag of that time. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh no, your pants fell off and we could see your underwear. Like, people, I remember maybe as a kid, I thought that was really funny. It's just now, maybe that's a little like guys, like, kind of exposing themselves. It's not so funny.
It's right. Yeah. It's like, come on out.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, they were like the three main people.
Yeah. I think, what's his name? Eric? Like, mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't quite see it. He was supposed to be, like, some hottie. He had, like, really, like, his hair was bad.
Not good at all.
It was, like, slicked back, but, like, shoulder length, and it flipped out at the end. It looked like, it made him look kind of like an old man. Yeah.
No, literally, yeah. He was, for the movie, mm-hmm. for Kim Possible, he was a hottie, but... Yeah, no. And another girl that was, like, actually really pretty that just didn't get any, like, time in the mm-hmm. movie was Bonnie's friend with the blonde hair.
She is. I've always liked her. She's so
right?
cute.
Right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. cute. Yeah. And, yeah, she was... And then her and her man, like, when they had walked past her in the movie, I thought mm-hmm. that was really cute.
They were a cute couple.
They
yeah.
were. Like, yeah. they were cuter than Bonnie and her man, but...
Yeah. I think it's kind of cute that, like, all the couples, like, had... different hair colors and mm-hmm. like they all kind of look different like but yeah that I know I think her name was like Tara or something like that.
Yeah,
she was always cute. Like I feel like she had like the hair I wanted. Like I wanted to be like ice blonde and like wavy and
yeah.
like because my hair I don't know if you know this, I'm a natural blonde. Like my mm-hmm. hair is kind of like you see like it's like light brown kind of.
Yeah,
but I was blonde as a kid, so I always kind of like wanted to keep that hair. I'll show you. I have a baby picture of
Let
myself.
Me see.
I'm not gonna lie, I was a cutie. This is like a picture of my family.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
So cute.
Thank you. Yeah, that was like 90s last time. Yeah.
No, literally. So yeah, you are a natural blonde.
I'm like my hair. I was as a kid, and it just got darker as uh-huh. I grew older. My natural hair color, I just don't, like, resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I don't know if you feel that way. Because, like, sometimes you have your natural hair color, but sometimes you don't. Do you just, like, yeah. shake it up? Or, I guess you don't resonate with anything. You're just kind of, like, whatever you feel.
Yeah, it's just, like, whatever I'm feeling and mm-hmm. stuff and what I want to try. And mm-hmm. that goes, like, with the color and the texture of
yeah.
hair and everything mm-hmm. just to see, like, what I like.
Mm-hmm.
But, I feel like, as of right now, I'm resonating mm-hmm. with, like, the natural colors.
Yeah.
I love the black on me.
You look so pretty.
Thank you.
I remember the first time I saw you in it, because we went to a show, like, a few weeks ago, and I think you had new hair. You had, like, black,
mm-hmm.
like pure black hair, and I was like, ooh.
Right? Like, it really, that really resonated with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but my only thing is, I don't want to, like, play anything out. Like, I don't want to, mm-hmm. like, wear it too much, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter. I know that's just me in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter, but I'm a person, like, I don't really like things for too long.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. I love switching up my hair a lot, so mm-hmm. that's another reason why I'm like, okay, I'm ready for something new. I
yeah.
want to try something.
Hair is fun. Like,
right,
shake
it,
it up. Like, it's fun to do different things, and this like
right.
doesn't matter how old you are. I really love it, and this is what I've noticed more is like when you see like an older woman who has like blue hair or whatever.
No, really.
I think it's so fun.
So cute.
Yeah, because like I don't know, I hope when I'm older, like, like when I'm super old, I'm still like adventurous with like fashion. Yeah. And hair. It always makes me so happy to see women like kind of defying that. Like, mm-hmm. I get being like, oh, I don't look the same as I did when I'm younger. So am I aging myself?
But yeah.
It's fun. I don't know.
No, really literally. Yeah. Literally. So, speaking of hair, I think that is the best fashion in the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is the hair.
Yes. Absolutely.
It always gave. It really did. Like I said, when Kim went to prom, like mm-hmm. the Barbie ponytail.
Yeah.
Was fire, and the colors just really worked on each of the characters too, mm-hmm. which I really liked.
I think it did too, especially the women. Like, they always had, like, I wish I could get a ponytail that voluminous, like,
right,
naturally. It's really hard, but yeah, I remember looking and I was like, I would have never worn a ponytail to a dance, but now I kind of want to.
No,
like,
literally, because it worked. It really did. I really liked how I looked on her.
Yeah. Wait, sorry. This is... Okay, one, do you not like it when... So you have a lot of friends who are older than you, at least by a little bit. Do you feel like we make you feel like you're so young too often? Okay, cool. You never feel younger to us. Like, you're so mature. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, no.
Oh, the reason why I was asking is, like, I always ask my younger friends, like, so what do the young people say these days? It's like, okay, because I'm so out of touch, but... Because I talk about movies from the 2000s all day long. So, like, it's giving. That's, like, that means... What does that mean? That just means it's serving.
Yeah, like, it's giving. Okay, so it depends what type of context you're mm-hmm. talking in. So, if we're talking about, like, somebody looking good, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, you're giving. Mm-hmm. You're giving.
Yes.
If we're talking about, like, something that we might not like or joking about, mm-hmm. like, we could be like, if somebody was like, it's giving, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. giving, you don't know, mm-hmm. or something like that. So there's different ways to use it mm-hmm. if you want to like make fun of something. It's like, it's giving Dora the Explorer.
Okay, yes.
Like, mm-hmm. freaking what's the monkey's name? With
boots. It's giving boots, yes.
It's giving boots, like,
yes.
Your fit. God. So there's different way to use it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just depends. Like, you just have to hear how somebody's talking. Because you always know, like, the way, like, people say things, mm-hmm. if they're saying it in a good or a bad way.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. it's giving. Yeah. That's when you know, like, they're probably going to say something like, oh, no. Yeah. But if they're like, you're giving right now?
Yes.
Then yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
I feel like as I've gotten, like, into my late 20s, I'm always like, ooh, if I try to say something, people are going to be like, but I really think that's just like certain things you feel insecure about, where you're like, literally no one ever notices this.
No, literally.
It's just something like I feel like, about.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but thank you.
Of course, I got you anytime.
Lesson from Karsh. but yeah, who would you say your favorite character is in the movie?
I think I'd have to go Monique.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. is the best. Because I feel like she was literally like... the same person for Kim.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Monique is what Kim wants to be when it comes mm-hmm. to, like, the maturity thing. And just, she's, like, the confidence in herself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, because she was, like, telling me, I was like, girl, why are you listening to Bonnie? Like,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. I love that because it was true. Like, you did not have to. I understand, like, some people can get in our head, especially, mm-hmm. like, she was around Bonnie a lot. Mm-hmm. And she's just a mean girl and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I can understand, like, listening to people and be, like, questioning mm-hmm. it. But at the end of the day, you can, like... hear what somebody has to say, but you don't have to take it too hard.
Yeah.
Like, you could be like, ugh, and then just, like, as time goes on, let mm-hmm. it go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she did not have to let her get to her like that.
Yeah.
So, I mm-hmm. loved how Monique was like, girl, no. And then, like, if you go with Ron, if you go alone, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay and stuff. So, yeah, I think Mo was, like, my favorite.
Yeah, I appreciate that wisdom. Especially because this was, like... mid-2000s, where, like, it was a time where they probably, like, you were meant to feel bad for going, like, to a dance alone, or even going to a dance with someone who's, like, your friend mm-hmm. who's maybe a little dorky. Like, I appreciate that, like, that lesson was told, because it's important.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have listened to that more, but yeah, I mean, whatever.
It happens.
But yeah, so that was, like, the movie. I would give it out of 5 stars. I'll give it a 4. It was fun.
No, yeah, it was, yeah, 4.
Yeah, it was fun, and, like, I like Kim Possible a lot. This makes me want to revisit the show. And
mm-hmm.
It's a fun one, and it's like a girl who kicks ass. Like, I love it.
No, yeah, literally. Yeah. The only thing I wish, they kept Christina Milian singing the song.
Yeah.
I did not like...
Oh, wait,
I was
had
like,
some, like, slow version?
Yeah, and it did not sound good. So I was like, that was one thing. I was like, oh, they could have kept it the same way or did it better, because that was not it. But, everything else was really good.
And I think this... correct me if I'm wrong, I think this was the end of Kim Possible. Well, okay, they made a remake, like a live action remake mm-hmm. recently, but like as far as the TV show and like animation wise, like this was the end. Like,
I think so.
I think so too, yeah.
Because I think that's why it was so iconic, her and Ron, like finally kissing.
There's really nothing you can do after that, yeah.
Yeah.
They kissed at the dance and it was so romantic.
So romantic. I loved how they were dancing and everything, how they were like holding on to each other. It was so beautiful. So,
and it was like they looked into each other's eyes, which is interesting because like you would think he would be really awkward in a moment like this, but it showed he was confident.
No, literally.
Yeah. There was one line in the movie, I have to bring this up, where Ron is talking to Rufus and he's like, he realizes maybe I like Kim more than I thought because like I thought we were just friends, but now I'm all jealous because of this Eric guy. And then he says, which this is kind of like toxic, but it is funny. He's like, I'm ready to do what no man should ever have to do. Talk about his feelings.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, facts. Yeah, it was cute. Yeah, I like their little romance. And it's like kind of like some shows or a lot of shows, like the girl and the guy who are best friends the whole time end up together, like in McGuire. And sometimes you're kind of like, ooh, that was out of nowhere. Like in That's So Raven, you know how like at the end, like Eddie and Raven kind of end up together?
I think so. I think I remember that.
They kiss in like one episode and then they were like, ooh, I felt something. And I was like,
I never saw
them together because like they were... I feel like even throughout the show, you know when he gets like that girlfriend, I think her name was Chantel, and she was kind of like, she really liked like money, or she liked when he spent a lot of money on her and stuff. But like, I kind of felt like he was like more feeling her, so I was like, it was kind of out of the blue with him and Raven, but like,
no, literally. Yeah,
sometimes, like I feel like that was forced romance, but like, this felt natural.
Yeah. It did, it really did, because they worked so well together, just like the mom said, she was like, what's wrong with Ron? Like,
that was really beautiful.
No, literally. Yeah. So I'm happy it worked all out. Yeah. And just like I said, Kim is just hard-headed, so it took her some time to get there, but she finally did.
Yeah.
And that's good. But yeah, it was so cute.
Yeah. I loved it. Beautiful. So I guess we're kind of wrapping up. So do you want to plug your social media? Is there anything people should know about what's going up in your life, Karsh?
You can find me on Instagram, CARJANAE. I have music out. Yes, I just put out something April 1st. You can watch the music video on YouTube. It's called Foreplay. It's like one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
I freaking love that song. Yes. So yeah, I have new music out, and that's pretty much it. Just my new music and living my best life. What about you, Jana?
I'm in a show. If you want to come, this person announcing it. I'm in Full Monty in San Diego at the 10th Avenue Theater. It's gonna be in the middle of June. I'll like in the description of this episode, I'll put like links to tickets. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm Jana of the 90s. Also on YouTube as Jana of the 90s. And for the show, Decom Divas on TikTok and Instagram, and Decom Divas Pod at gmail.com if you want to request any movies. And that's kind of it. Is there any positive messages you want to send out to the world today, Karjane?
Always remember to spread love to yourself and others, and just remember to live your best life. And God, peace, love, happiness, if you believe in God.
Yeah. I love it. She's a very inclusive person. Thank you for being on the show. I'm really glad I asked.
Thank you for having me. This was the best.
Yeah, it was super fun.
We could like literally talk all day.
I know, I was gonna
say. We kinda did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. This has been so fun. Thank you guys for listening, and join us next time when we watch
a Disney Channel movie.
Yay, bye. Just you, doing the impossible, it's you.